This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What an absolute circus at the bowling alley this past Friday night during Family Bowl. And this is the exact play-by-play that I got from my buddy Nick and his wife. What would you do in a situation like this when you see other parents putting their child in danger? Because I think my buddy and his wife did the right thing with, you know, the time that they had in a stressful situation like this. There was a drunk couple next to them with a baby who was anywhere from 3 to 5 months old at a bowling alley on a Friday night. My buddy wife says to him, you know, the couple next to us is completely hammered. I can't stop staring at them. I just have a really bad feeling. And they were both just gassed. They were lit. Their table was covered in like shot glasses.
Oh my God.
Beer cans. They're gassed. So then the wife disappears to the bathroom for a while, and the dad is sitting there with the baby in a chair, and he starts slowly passing out. As he's passing out, he almost drops the baby multiple times as he's sitting there in this bowling alley. Wife is now in the bathroom. If you've ever been in a situation where you saw something like this, what is the first thing you would do? So my buddy Nick and his whole family is jumping, trying to make sure the baby does not fall out of his arms and hit the floor, right? We're talking about a 3-month to a 5-month old, which, by the way, not really sure why this child is a newborn, is in a bowling alley on a Friday night past 7:30.
Right. What's happening?
So my buddy Nick decided, I'm going to have a chat with security. See if they can help.
Sure.
That's a negative. They don't want to get involved. So they basically do nothing. So Nick's wife says, you know, I'm going to head to the bathroom. I got to figure out where this mom is. She's in the bathroom crying, talking to another lady.
Okay.
And my
on
buddy,
the phone?
No, just in person. And
oh.
My buddy's wife goes, hey, you know, you should come out here because your guy seems really drunk. And the mom says, well, did he do anything? And she's like, no, but he's going to drop the baby.
Right.
And the mom says, yeah, I'll be out in a little bit. Oh, my God.
Okay.
So my buddy's wife gets pissed, comes out of the bathroom, and she can't take anymore. She rips the baby out of this dude's arms.
Oof.
After it potentially almost hitting the floor multiple times.
Right.
Dude wakes up, stares at his hands, noticing, hey, the baby's gone. Where's the baby? He's so confused. He gets up and just storms out of the bowling alley, leaving the baby with my buddy and his wife. And the table next to them is seeing everything that's taking place. They realize what's going on. The dude comes storming back into the bowling alley, losing it, starts beelining towards my buddy's wife, who's holding his child. So Nick, who's, I don't know, 6'3", 200-something pounds, steps in the way of him. And the group of people who were bowling next to Nick and his wife say, you know, what are you doing, man? They're trying to help you and your you and your drunk wife. You guys almost dropped your kid a number of times.
Right.
He goes nuts. He starts throwing haymakers at these people. Next thing you know, he's on the ground with the bowling alley manager and a couple of people holding him down until the police show up.
What?
First cop shows up.
This is so white trash.
It really is. The first cop shows up. He tells everyone, get out of the way. Goes to roll the dude over. The guy punches the cop square in the head. So now the cop freaks out and he goes, you just hit the wrong guy. Flips him over, handcuffs him. This guy starts going nuts. He spits. He's hawking loogies at the police. Oh. They put one of those, what do you call them? One of those spit bags, the hood things on him?
Yeah.
Ended up taking three cops to keep him on the floor in this bowling alley. Mind you, my buddy and his wife have their two girls with them. One's like 12, the other one's like 9.
They're traumatized for life. They're booking therapy appointments as we speak.
Ambulance shows up. They put him on a gurney and have to strap him down. While all of this is going on, the mom is crying and yelling and screaming at him. He could care less that my buddy Nick's wife is holding the baby the entire time this is going on. The baby fell asleep in my buddy's wife's arms. She ended up putting the baby into a stroller, strapping her in the baby seat, all while, you know, the baby had a beach ball of a diaper on. And my buddy's wife says to the mom, you know, where's your diaper bag? I'm more than happy to change her for you. And they said, we don't carry diapers on us. We don't have anything. So the other people figure out who are on the other side. They see the whole situation. They figured out who this mom is. They get I don't know how. They get grandma's phone number.
Grandma's three lanes down.
Yeah, they call grandma. Grandma comes and picks up the mom in the baby while the husband was hauled off to jail. And I'm...
For assaulting a police officer.
Yes, on Friday Night Bowl. Okay?
Just and a family-friendly...
All of this went down because this guy who was so drunk couldn't hold up his 3 to 5 month old baby who's going to drop it multiple times. I think my buddy's wife did the best thing you could possibly do was ripping that baby away from this father. And this is how all of this pursued. And he's sharing this story with us. And one of our friends who's a criminal defense attorney says, you know, it's so, so sad, but a lot of kids, even in Rochester, this is their reality, unfortunately.
Right.
These are the people that are being allowed to have kids. These are the people that are being allowed to be parents. And obviously, not all of us were blessed with good parents and good families. I mean, this we know. But in a situation like this, I think they absolutely did the best thing you can do because there are so many people that would not step in and keep their head down. Like, not my problem.
Right. Correct.
What would you do in this situation? I think they absolutely did the right thing.
I mean, listen.
It takes one fall for a baby that's that young to be like, oh, that's...
Right. I think, you know, they did do the right thing. But I do understand the other side of the coin why people wouldn't step in because you don't know if someone's... temperament issues, is armed. You don't know.
And you're 100% right, Breezy, because when he stormed out of the bowling alley, where was he going?
To drive away?
Could he have been going to get a gun from the car, too? You don't know that.
Right.
And then he comes storming back in, beelining at my buddy's wife. I mean, it's a scary situation. You don't know.
And it's like you...
People's mental health today.
Put yourself on the line for... that type of behavior when you could have just stayed with your cute family of four and kept throwing gutter balls. You know what I mean?
You know, and their two daughters that were with them that I'm sure saw all of this go down. I'm sure, you know, this is going to stay with them. Yeah. Like, you know, my mom and dad did the right thing because they did. They stepped in when they needed to step in the absolute most.
Well, it's like that show on Friday night with...
What would you do?
Lester. Yeah.
Lester Holt.
Yeah. What would you do?
Yeah, you see, you know, a couple over at the bar. She leaves to go to the bathroom. This guy's slipping something in her drink. Everyone sees it happen.
Yeah.
What would you do? Would you tell her about it?
There was a lot of people that didn't.
Of course. There always is.
You know, it forces you to, when you hear stories like the one you just shared and the TV show that was airing for so many years, I don't even know if it's still on, but it forces you to really think about what you would do in that situation and also, like, You can sit here all day and make up scenarios in your head and figure out how you would get out of it or how you would react.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is, when rubber meets the road, you don't know how you're going to react. You don't know what's going to happen because you can plan it out and talk about it and go through the scenarios as many times as you want in your head. But that's not always going to be how... Like, this happens all the time with people, like pregnant people who are birthing. I'm going to have it at home. It's going to be in my bathtub. There's going to be flowers around.
No drugs. No it's drugs.
Like, okay, well, your baby's swallowing its own feces, so we're going to need to get to the hospital. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, like, this, it happens all the time.
Listen,
actually.
Before that CVS on Park Ave got robbed last summer, I had scenarios in my head. If I was ever involved in a robbery, here's how I would handle it. I would do this.
Yeah, tell everybody. Tell
Joe. Then I would do this body slam, and I would be a hero. I've played this out in my head so many times. And then
I
was in a situation where this CVS was
you
getting
were an
robbed.
Accomplice.
It was 8 o'clock at night. I just left the 8:39. I just left the Red Wings game. I stopped in the CVS on Park Ave, and it got robbed. And this guy is beelining with arms full of product. He took everything. And he's running right at me. And I'm like, this is your chance. This is everything you've been thinking about for years. And I panicked. I stepped out of the way.
Held the door open, said, have a nice day, sir. Thank you so much. Come again. See you later. You spineless, spineless man.
Park Ave can be a very scary place at night.
That's why I got out of there. Beeline to Fairport. See ya.
So, you know. It just depends on the person, but I'm proud of my buddy and his wife. I think they did the right thing. What I would have done in that situation, I don't know. I think it would look a lot different if I had kids and they were there. Kids of my own especially.
Yeah, for sure.
I would have got them the hell out of there ASAP. Why don't you guys go hit up the arcade for a bit? This is brutal. It's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Businesses across the nation are hitting the panic button, including local establishments, with the financial impact of that nationwide egg shortage.
Not the eggs, man.
I feel like when I buy a house, I want to have land so I can just raise chickens and not pay for the eggs.
You know, when we start doing Can't Be Breezy on this show, we got to start giving away eggs.
No, fully. It's like a gold mine. So despite the rising costs, some local business owners have yet to increase their price menus or menu prices, excuse me. So let's go over to our friends over at East Ridge Diner and Steakhouse. Chris? Chris Gogo's?
Did you put diner and steakhouse in the same sentence?
I know. Wow. We love a man with just a lot of range. You know what I'm saying? He's never seen the price of eggs this high. So bacon, potatoes, and eggs, that's a staple on the menu.
Sure is.
He said it's their main business. And said they probably go through 8 to 10 cases of eggs a week. So that cost them $200. It used to cost them $60. So that is quite the disparity.
You kidding me?
$200. $200 a case.
From $60.
And they go through anywhere from 8 to 10 cases. So you do the math. That's a grand right there.
What's in a case?
I'm not sure. Joe, can you look that up for us? I'm sure like 100.
We're not talking about a carton here.
No.
Which is a dozen. Like but what's a case of eggs?
Old case of eggs.
Are we talking about a pallet that comes in off a truck? What's in that?
I mean, at the volume that they're doing,
hold on, let
probably.
Me get to intern Joe here.
So a standard case of eggs is 15 dozen, which is 180 eggs.
Yeah.
And that's
so they go through like 8 to 10, obviously, because... I mean, it's a diner. They're serving eggs with probably every...
Nonstop, all day.
Every meal that they have. Some restaurant chains, such as Denny's, have had a temporary surcharge for their meals that include eggs. So they're like, yeah, we're not covering the cost, but you can for that grand slam. Experts are... They're anticipating the skyrocket of eggs to continue to go on through this bird flu outbreak. It's not good. That's kind of the main reason. The birds are sick. they're not doing well. They can't produce. So I'm gonna buy a chicken, have it lay some eggs in my Fairport apartment.
Yeah.
Do you remember, were you in school when like you would hatch eggs in elementary school?
Yeah, I did it.
Yeah. So yeah.
Do you know what an egg's least favorite day of the week is?
I don't.
Friday. I'm crushing it this morning. And it's only Monday.
Neither Joe and I are laughing. We have no idea what's happening. Just deadpan.
Coming up on the show, it's the question Breezy's been asking a majority of her life.
Yeah.
How does one build their credit? She's got the money for a house. She knows the house she wants to buy. But not a single person out there in their right mind is going to give this woman a loan. Why? Because of her credit. It's such a sad topic. But we could definitely use your help on this one. 585-252-9800. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. How does one build their credit when trying to buy a house? This is tough for our girl Breezy. Because as of right now, and we do have to get a check-in on your credit report, Breeze.
Yeah.
We do it once a month. You are basically trying to build your credit before you buy a home because nobody in their right mind is going to give you a loan right now for a house.
Yeah.
And it's not that you have terrible credit. It's just that you really don't have any in general. You have one credit card to your name.
I paid off my auto loan.
I paid off my student loans. What's the limit on that credit card you have?
$2,500.
It's not a lot. And you've only had it for a year.
1 year, yeah.
So you don't have a ton of history to back it up.
So, 30 years old, looking into next steps of life, right? And looking into buying a house next year around this time.
Yeah.
The house is lined up. It's all, like, I had a meeting yesterday with the person that I'm buying the house from. So, if all goes well, the only thing standing in the way of me not getting this house is the person selling it to me getting word that they can't build where they need to build, or me not being able to get a loan, which...
Or somebody comes up and was like, oh, you're going to sell it to Breezy? I'll double it and I'll pay you cash.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, but...
you'd be surprised.
I truly believe that it's all going to work out. But when we had the meeting yesterday, I was worried because the credit thing. And I was talking to him about it, and we were going into the nitty-gritty of credit scores. And my credit right now, it says fair shape.
Hold on a second. Let's check in with Breezy's credit score. Let's get a number on where you're at for March 3rd, 2025.
So, fluctuating up and down, not sure why, but right now it sits at 680.
Not too bad. Not too shabby.
I don't know. I don't even know what any of this means.
You're 30 years old. That's not a bad credit score. But what you need to do in your case is you're trying to improve that score along with your... You don't have any loans, so you need more of a loan history as well, because you need more to show the banks and the people loaning you money, especially for a home. You know what? We have intern Joe here. You're 26.
At 25.
Oh, you're 25. At 25, I had no idea what my credit score was. Do you?
Not off the top of my head.
Do you have any loans or credit cards?
I have a credit card. And
you do? It's under your name?
Yeah, my name. I've had it for 4 years now.
You pay it off?
Yeah.
What's the limit on it?
$2,000.
$2,000. Okay. When I was 21 years old, 21 years of age, I walked into the ESL Credit Union and they gave me a $25,000 credit card.
What?
That was the dumbest thing. They knew exactly what they were doing. That put me in debt for 10 years. I get my first apartment off Park Ave. I'm furnishing the entire place with a credit card.
I would never.
Yeah. That's I didn't know any better. I didn't know.
That's why I was so reluctant to get a credit card for so many years. I didn't want to end up like you.
Who's giving a 21-year-old a credit card with that type of limit? Banks that know what a 21-year-old is about to do with it. That's who.
Yeah.
Put me in debt for a long time, but it was a learning lesson.
When we turned 21, got an Old Navy credit card. We'd be out at the bar. It's on Old Navy. I'm like, it's not.
I had an Old Navy credit card too.
Not,
yeah. But. Breezy, here's what I would recommend. I'm no financial advisor like your old man, But I had a buddy in this situation. He had to file for bankruptcy. Okay. This was back years back. So what he did is he had his business add him as an authorized user on their credit card.
Mm.
And this got his credit score from like a 590 to 800 in like a year and a half. Something ridiculous.
Really?
So is it doubtful that Odyssey here is going to allow
Breezy
a name on the company? Yes, but if you asked your dad to do it, he has his credit cards. He can make you an authorized user.
Wow.
User every single time he pays for it or uses it.
I get a kickback from it.
It'll show up on your credit report.
Interesting. Okay, that's fair enough. But they'll let you do that with parents or people that you're like related to?
They would have to, yes, you would have to sign up under them as an authorized user.
But my dad has so many credit cards.
So like, you might as well be on a couple of them.
Right.
Because he's paying them off on time.
Hopefully.
Anyone have any other tips or tricks here?
Backfires, it ruins my credit. So
on getting your credit score up, 585-252-9800.
I think, you know, I'll get another one. Even just, my dad said, even just opening another credit card would
be
fine.
You only have one. That's not enough. Unfortunately, that's how credit works in
our
country.
Have an auto loan, so that's something.
You did, and you paid it off, and your score dropped 40 points.
Literally. That's the weird thing about credit, right? Like, it's this weird dance of, like, they want you to have this and show that you can be responsible and pay it off. But don't pay it off too fast, because then you look eager and, like, you don't have that, like, weird in-between of, like, oh, well, I can, but I can't. It's just super weird.
Yeah, so a credit score, as I understand it, is their way of knowing whether or not you're going to pay them back.
Like, you're good for
if you're good for it.
Yeah.
So
if you're paying it off,
they don't want you to pay it off completely, because then they stop making money on it.
That's exactly it, Joe. It's all a scam.
Well,
my credit score drops.
Hold on, I got to put this woman on. PXY, what's your name?
Yeah, my name's Shara.
Shara, what were you saying?
Yeah, being an authorized user, it does not report on the authorized user's credit card.
So
what do you mean?
Or on their credit report.
So Breezy's score couldn't go up through that?
No, it wouldn't be able to go up through that. Only if she's a joint user.
So she would have to be able to use the card herself.
Right. She needs to either be the primary owner or the joint owner on the card. Being an authorized user, it only reports on whoever is actually listed on the credit card.
Interesting.
Okay, well, that's helpful then. All right. So,
any other tips and tricks for me to bump up my credit score?
Honestly, like short-term loans are a pretty good way of doing that. I know a lot of banks do offer those. So either like a $500 loan or... Oh. Like a $1,000 loan for 6 months. That would be helpful.
All right.
So if you do, if you go to a credit union, they'll give Breezy like maybe $1,000 for 6 months. You pay that off before the 6 months, and that's also going to help.
Okay. I could do that.
You do want to pay it as the monthly bill is due. If you pay it off early, that does not help your credit report.
Got it.
The monthly payments on time. That's what actually builds your credit.
Got it.
So paying a credit card off too soon can actually hurt you.
I would still recommend paying down credit cards just because that interest is a beast.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Really, 30% usage is the sweet spot that credit bureaus say.
Yeah, that's what I've been told too. You want to stay around 30%.
So 30% of what? The $2,500 that I have? Is that what we're saying here? Okay,
so if you have 30% of that each month, pay that down each month, and that should be helpful. But honestly, your credit score isn't that bad where it's at. You just don't have the credit history. That's the only thing that's hurting you.
Right.
Shara, thank you. That was helpful.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a great day.
Good luck
with the house.
Thanks. I don't... guys, here's the situation. I hate paying like this lump sum of $800 every month. Like, I don't like doing that. I would rather just slowly pay what I need to pay. That's why I hate my credit card.
I know.
I can't pay it off as I use it because she just says that hurts. And I understand why. I get it.
It's a game. You have to know how to play the game. It took me years to figure it out. I just paid off my credit card a couple weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, they just updated my credit score. It dropped 10 points.
so dumb. What's your credit score?
770.
No, I'm pissed. I want to beat your credit score. When I was, that's my goal for the next year.
When I was buying my car at I had Honda back in October,
yeah,
the person sitting next to me was also wheeling and dealing with the sales guy.
Yeah.
And I happened to overhear, because you know me, there are times I can't mind my own business.
Every
this
time.
This person's credit score was below 500. I'm like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Go rent a scooter. No one's going to give you a car. You can't do anything with bad credit, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's tough. Well, hopefully, if I keep wheeling and dealing, I'll open another credit card. I also want to go to a bank and just talk to them about
what
I should do in this next year.
We should go hit up.
I do have time.
Yeah, you do have time. I will say that. We should go to Old Navy after the show, open up some lines of credit. You know what I'm saying? It's not Old Navy. We're going to go to Half Pint.
Cha-ching.
We're going to Roar this weekend. We're going clubbing.
No, we're getting bottle service. No, I'm obsessed. Joe, you're coming too.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts. The APX.